You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
To celebrate Aotearoa Music Month, we have got the Flagstaff Community Choir in for a live-to-air, and I'm speaking with one of the members right now. Their name is Adelaide. Say hello.
Yola, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Always happy. The only thing I'm sad about, it's the last week of New Zealand Music Month. Like, could keep it on for longer.
I know, right? Honestly, it's been a big month. But we've been having a lot of fun. Yeah. It's been a wonderful month. Yeah.
Because for those who don't know, Adelaide is also part of Radio 1 themselves, doing a lot of work behind the scenes that you may or may not have noticed. But if you haven't noticed any mistakes, that means that she's doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Yeah. So I record all the people playing live, all the musicians playing live on the radio, which is very fun. And I'm very excited that getting to record my choir, Flagstaff Community Choir, super fun, wonderful people. Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So could you just start off, like, how often do you meet each other? How do you join this choir?
Yeah.
What kind of people are singing along?
Yeah. So Flagstaff Community Choir has been running for about 20 years now. It started off with about 6 or 7 people. I was not one of the founding members. I cannot claim that. I joined only a few, kind of roughly a few years ago, like very casually, and now I'm like a more active member now. Flagstaff Community Choir meet at Flagstaff Community Church on Monday nights, and it's just super wonderful because it's such a range of people from all walks of life and musical experiences, so it's just amazing, and it's just a wonderful way to get together for an hour, like the miracle of just 1 hour. And you know, if you've been having a lousy day, being able to just go and sing with a group of sort of 40-50ish people in a beautiful reverberant space for an hour is like so healing, which is amazing. And we have our wonderful Susie Frame playing the piano, and we have Sue Mepham, our choir director, Ngāti Tuwhare. She is amazing. She's so good with all the reo, and we sing a lot of waiata, and she brings a lot of her own original songs. It's wonderful. It's just been so great. One of the reasons I love being in the choir is definitely with all the waiata. It's been so special. Yeah, so I love it. I love it, love it, love it.
Oh, and yeah. We love to, and we're very excited to hear it too as well. What are the songs we'll be listening to today?
Yeah, so we're going to sing 4 songs. So first is Whakataka Te Hau, which is kind of like about winter, hōtiki, and it's about how winter is all around us and all in our senses. You know, there is life, tihe Māori ora. One of my favourite lines is Ehi ake ana te ata kura, which is like, may the dawn rise, red tip. And then the next song is Papatua Nuku's Breathing, which was actually written by Sue, our choir director, during the 2020 lockdown, which was quite a hefty time. And so she was spending a lot of time in Mother Nature, and she was really like, loved this poem by Nadine Anhura of Ngāti Hine and Ngāpuhi, who wrote this poem called Rest Now e Papatua Nuku. And it's just about like Papatua Nuku getting a rest and a break, and it's just like amazing to like be out in nature during that lockdown time. So that was really, really special. And I really, really love this song. It's just really, really reflective and calming. A lot of this music is very reflective and calming.
We love a locally produced too.
Yes!
Can never turn that down.
Exactly. Like Sue being our choir director and writing it, is that there's that really beautiful, intimate relationship because she knows the music so well because she wrote it. And then to be able to express exactly that how she visualizes it to us, and us to sing it with her, is really, really special. It's pretty amazing experience.
Amazing. And yeah, so the one more song.
Two more. Yeah.
Two more. Keep it coming.
Yeah, keep it coming. And then of course we're gonna sing, particularly our tenors and basses are singing the Wellerman, which if anyone remembers the sea shanty craze a few years ago, It's a the Wellerman is a is an Utiputi sea shanty based on Weller's Rock. There was like a whaling station, and it was a sort of part of the occupation in the 1800s. And like visiting ships would bring in supplies, and so it's all about like the supply ships coming in. And it's Otako was like a really big hub for all of that. So it's kind of fun that the sea shanty that went viral was like from Utiputi, Dunedin, like from the Otago Peninsula.
Yeah, people think Dunedin sounds the most thing, to, biggest thing to be proud of, but it's
the sea shanties
promoting more.
The sea shanties are where it's at. Yeah. So this is such a fun piece. We had so much fun singing it. This piece is super fun. And then the last piece we're singing is a waiata, and it's Ihara by Eru Te Moko Ihaka, and it's from 1876 to is this just like some fun talking behind the music?
Yeah.
Oh wow, that gave me a fright. I was like, what? Wow, that's amazing. And sort of this song is about like tipuna, and it, you know, is about acknowledging your ancestors and where they come from and our forebears. Yeah, it's really, really special. Yeah, so it's super exciting. So yeah, four songs for you today, and yeah.
Yeah, well, we're all excited to hear it, and so am I. Anyway, this is the Flagstaff Choir with their Live to Air with Radio 191 FM. Enjoy.
Amazing!
And the name of the ship was a Billy O.T. And the winds blew hard about it down. Blow me, bully boys, blow. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when down on the right whale wore. The captain called all hands and swore to take that whale in tow. Soon may the bellman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Hit the water, the whale's tail came up and caught her. All hands to the side, harpooned and fought her, but she died down below. No line was cut, no whale was freed, and the captain's mind was not on greed. But he belonged to the whalemen's creed. She took that ship and tow. Soon may the whalemen come to to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, and still that whale did go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's locked out, but the whale's not gone. The wellerman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
Take our leave and go. Hooray! Hey, Hara, We've had a beautiful technical difficulty here in the studio, which caused us to play the live-to-air from the beginning again. If anything, it's a Christmas miracle, and we're all really stoked to hear some of those gorgeous tracks again. Some beautiful waiata from the Flagstaff Community Choir. However, we just missed the last track. So what we're going to do is we're going to go right back and play you the final track from the Flagstaff Community Choir live-to-air here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi for our 100% New Zealand Music Week. Sorry about the wee technical difficulty, but we've fixed it all up, and here you go. This is the final tune from that gorgeous live to air. Hope you have a beautiful evening, and we'll be right back to Jono's Drive Show right after that.
Ooh,
You were listening to Radio 1, and that was the Flagstaff Community Choir. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in on that, and we ignore all technical difficulties, and I feel like you should all be honoured that you got to hear it twice over. But yeah, beautiful renditions of those songs, and yeah, and thank Adelaide for coming on the show to talk about the work that they've been doing, and yeah, this is Aotearoa Music Month. It's always a great, one of the best months of the year. Anyway, we'll end off. We'll put Emily Ellis on next, and stay tuned for the Rad Times Gig Guide and the SRN Top 10.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.